is the conference coordinator. I would like to inform all participants this call is now being recorded. If anyone has any objection, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you, Tamara. Just a quick roll call to say that this evening on the call we have Mason Cole, Chris Chaplow. From staff we have Ken Bauer, Glenda Sagerie, and Gisela Gruber-White, myself. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right. So I sent an email out this morning. I wanted to. By the way, I thought that we had a very productive meeting in Sydney. I was very pleased with the outcomes there. I wanted to look at the notes from that meeting and level set the team to get agreement on the status of our overall project and to make sure that we're addressing the right questions. So I only sent it out a few hours ago. I don't know, has anyone had a chance to look that over and give thoughts or agreement to it?
Ken, I looked it over. Yes, I read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I on the right track there, Ken, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Chris, any thoughts there? Okay. Chris, are you still with us?
Sorry, yes, I am. Yeah, I forgot. I left the mute on, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Yes. You know, I gave it a quick read, and it all sounds reasonable. I didn't double-check back everything against our notes and so on, but I thought it was a good summary. Brings us back up to speed after a little break.
All right. Okay, good. What I wanted to try to do, I thought one of the good outcomes from that meeting, I thought, was the I can't think of the word now, context under which we're all operating, which is the idea that there are people out in the world, people, organizations, companies, et cetera, being impacted by what's turning out to be a vast amount of work that ICANN's doing, and they're really unaware of it. And the overarching objective of what we're doing in terms of communication between the GNSO and the board and the GNSO and the rest of the world is to help remedy part of that situation. So if we can use our work to answer those questions, I think we're setting the right kind of context when we make our final report to the board. So I wanted to try to get that accomplished, and it looks like we're at least on the right track. All right. Okay, moving down the agenda, I know Julie put up our notes from the June 21st meeting. Are there any changes or corrections to that? If not, I will consider those approved. Anyone?
No, it's okay with me. Okay.
Chris,
okay.
Is that good with you?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I included a summary of discussion points that Julie put together from Sydney. Those look very complete to me, and if I could summarize what it looks like to me is tasks 1 and 2 are in pretty good condition. The next step is, Ken, I believe that team is going to meet with Mark, right, to take the document up to the design level?
Right, and that's going to actually take place tomorrow afternoon and all day Friday. Rob Hogarth will be attending, as well as the new policy communications manager, Scott Pinzon. Has his name come up yet?
It has with me. I was introduced to him in Sydney, so I've met him.
Yeah, he's taking a very serious interest in this project, and I believe he's actually been assigned by Denise. As you all are aware, I am a contract person to ICANN. Scott is a full-time employee communications manager. So this project really fits under his professional umbrella as under ICANN, and as a result, he's very, very interested in becoming involved. And so he's already looked at our business requirements. He's made some comments, which I've this morning I responded back to a couple of those things. He wanted to keep them off list just a little while so he gets his feet wet.
Sure.
But then tomorrow we'll be he's going to join us, so we'll be having those meetings Thursday afternoon and all day Friday, and you know we'll take good notes and make sure that our sub team is. And the larger communications team is up to speed on what's going on there.
Okay, good deal. Ken, would you do me a favor? Would you forward Scott's contact info to me? I wouldn't mind just sending him a quick email as chair just to welcome him to the effort.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'd appreciate that. All right.
Can I just chip in?
Please do, Chris.
Yeah, just say obviously at Sydney, I made a point a couple of times of chatting with Scott, so that's there. And also I managed to get Mark off the computer at one point, and we had half an hour to sort of sit down in the lobby and go through things just to make sure that we, knew each other a little bit. So I think that was all good and very valuable.
Good. Good. Thanks for doing that. Ken, where did Scott come from? I actually don't know.
He lives in Seattle. I don't know his whole background, but I think he's got a lot of experience in communications, corporate affairs type communications.
Mm.
He was hired really to fill a job that's been vacant since a staff person left way back, seems like last winter or fall.
Okay.
And that's kind of when I took over shepherding this project for the staff. And I guess it was only about a month ago or less that Scott was actually hired. And so he's been drinking out of the fire hose, as we say.
Right.
But he has a lot of interesting ideas. In fact, one of them, I'm not sure I'll do justice to this, but he talked to me even in Sydney about this idea of personas, P-E-R-S-O-N-A-S. He might have, I don't know, did you meet with him at all, Chris, Scott?
Yes, several times.
Did he mention that to you as well?
No.
Okay, the concept, and Mark Salvatierra likes to call it segment-based access. That's the new buzzword. The basic idea is you create different view structures for different user preferences or user types. And beyond that, I don't think I can be too much more articulate. But the concept is that people would have come to a website with different goals and objectives in mind, and they might be able to click on something that says, you know, I'm a visitor, and that would give you a different look and feel to the website than if you clicked in and said, I'm the GNSO council member, or I'm a work team member, or I'm a working group member, or something like that. Anyway, that's his concept, and we're going to be exploring that this week.
Yeah, I talked with Mark a little bit about that, and, I'm very much for it. In fact, it's the other way around, isn't it? The person that comes to the website for the first time is automatically the visitor and sees more, perhaps, introductory content, and then after you've been there a few times or registered yourself or acknowledged that you're sort of a slightly higher level, you take on a different role. One other thing about Scott that it seemed he was also as well at sort of communications and the sort of writing background, and not to distract the conversation onto a different issue, but we all talk about the problem with acronyms, but there's another problem in terms of the content of the website is it's a tendency to be just a repository of documents, and I think explanatory texts are needed. And they're always very difficult for the web team because the web team are busy doing their sort of technical and work, and actually having a writer on the side to actually put things into their literary context is very useful. And I was hoping perhaps Scott would be help with that side of things in the future.
No, that's a good point. That's not derailing this at all. We brought that up in Sydney as an important point. So if the more that he can do, I think, to encourage neophytes who are trying to enter the ICANN process and understand this huge dictionary of acronyms we have, the better.
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, he made reference in his comments to the business requirements about that very subject, about having a glossary, for example, that would be ubiquitous and available to anybody who was on the website. I mentioned that in another team meeting that I attended, Liz Gaster, there is another glossary effort underway under the GNSO, and one of the discussions was to turn it over to sort of a Wikipedia kind of approach,
mm-hmm.
so that the world would basically, or at least the GNSO, people could go in and add glossary. It would be a public thing, but we could reference it on the GNSO site. Anytime somebody didn't know what a word is, you'd go hit the Wikipedia.
It's not a bad idea, and it takes some of the work off the staff, right?
I think that was part of the idea. Yeah.
No, actually, I'm totally serious about that. I mean, that's in my view, and I mean, I have this view in different capacities, which is everybody's resources needs to be focused where they're most productive. And if you ask staff to do everything, then you know, it's like anything else. If you ask someone to do everything, then very little will get done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's one thing to do a glossary, it's another thing to maintain it. And that's actually more difficult, isn't it?
It's true.
And even IRT isn't on the GNSO website at this moment, or at least it wasn't in Sydney.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I bet you did. All right. Okay, well, that sounds good. Sounds like you guys are really making progress on that, on test 1 and 2. I mean, if you're having a full-day discussion on Friday, that's a lot of work.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we really want to come out of there with a project plan that actually talks about everything from how the design would take effect and potentially some additional user profile type work if we go with the segment approach, all the way through to data migration. And because you know all the stuff that's on the current site has to be tagged and mapped and decided whether it goes to the new site and all that. So we want to have a complete discussion of all those steps and maybe even lay out some time frames and that kind of thing, and so that the sub team and staff and everybody else sort of knows what's next and we can begin getting things done. It may even be possible for us to do things in a sort of parallel fashion, right, rather than sequentially.
Right.
So that, you know, maybe some data migration work could start now once we know what we're going to do, instead of waiting until 3 months from now and then saying, uh-oh, we got to get all this data out of here, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
Or Mason, if you want me to call in at any time to, you know, is anything productive or a section of that meeting that I can take part in usefully, then don't hesitate to contact me for that. As you know, I'd quite like to have been over there to join you, but not, you know, it's a bit too difficult. So
sure. Yeah, okay. We'll keep that in mind for sure, Chris.
Okay, all right, good. Let's move on to task three. Neither Helen nor Zbigniew are on the call, but Ken, do you have any do you have any idea? Has there been any more work done since Sydney?
I have no clue.
Okay, all right. Well, let's not spin our wheels on that. I'll ask the two of them to provide us an update if there is one, because I think where we left it off in Sydney was they had a call with Christina Rodriguez, right, to talk about localization and translation, and that generated some ideas, and then the two of them met to talk about other ideas, and they had a few, but they haven't really gone any further than that, I believe. I think they had agreed to meet, the two of them in Sydney, to talk about next steps, but I don't know if they did that or not.
I don't either. They were going to, but I don't know.
Okay, all right, I'll ask them. Okay, on task four, my task, I thought, actually, I was a little concerned in Sydney that we were going to go into a rat hole on that issue, but I was pleased that we actually had several very good discussions about that area, including Chris, your ideas for better communication at meetings, and Ken, your discussion about civility. I think both those are very relevant to what we're trying to do. So the task on me is just actually do the drafting work. I also have an outstanding item to share business requirements with a broader OSC. I have not done that yet. So I will do that before the end of this week.
Actually, if we don't think that there's a hurry, the only reason I would say a slight pause, now that Scott has had a chance to send in some ideas, there were a couple of areas that he thought maybe we should, they weren't huge and major, but we might create one more revision of that document.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it'll have Scott's imprimatur on it, and I don't think that's a bad thing. And as long as there's no hurry to get it to the OSC, maybe we could wait till Monday or Tuesday and do that.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, because then we can by the end of the weekend we'll be able to incorporate any of Scott's final changes. I don't think everything he suggested needs to be changed, but what we decided to do was to cover some of his questions with Mark while we were all together, and then decide what we wanted to change in the requirements doc. So we'll know the answers to that by Monday.
Oh, that's great. No, that's perfectly appropriate. Let's do it that way.
Okay.
All right. I put in the agenda the idea that we'd set a deadline for the first draft of our comprehensive document. But since we're not all on the call, I'm not sure that's a wise thing to do. I don't want to commit everybody to a deadline they can't meet. Maybe we should do that over email where everybody can have a chance to see it and review it. So why don't I follow up on email on that? Any objection there?
No.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to cover today? Wow, we're in danger of making this only a 15-minute call. All right, well, I know everybody's very busy, so I'm going to suggest that we stop here and get on with things, and we'll meet again in 2 weeks if we don't talk sooner.
All right, that sounds good, and I agreed to for Julie that I would go ahead and summarize the meeting, and so I'll do that, and maybe I'll just send it to her to publish, or I'll put it up on the wiki, one way or the other.
That'd be great. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, nice talking with you guys.
Okay, everybody, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.